You see, capital choice, a program we hope will have an impact on the future of Kenya. And now, more than ever, I'm Jeff Kennedy. Now, all this week, we're mixing it up a bit, bringing you all kinds of themes and topics which are of some kind of inspiration to you. And on the bench today is a special guest in town for the very first time, not only in Kenya, but in Africa. You have to listen to her story in order to know how far she's come. Sit back, because she's only 37 years old, studied to be an electronic engineer, which is what she is by profession. And about 12 years ago, when she was barely 24, gradually she was introduced into a group, sect, religion, inspiration, whatever you want to call it, called BK, Brahma Kumari. Slowly and surely, it's about Raj Yoga, meditation, being in touch with yourself and a higher being. She got into that very religiously, if you will, and today she's a motivational speaker all across Asia. First time in Africa, traveling from Kenya, Uganda, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Mauritius. She is talking to people about problems, depression, relationships, the works. That's right. She's already motivated thousands, tens of thousands of people. In fact, the BKs have a following of about 800,000 loyal followers around the world. She's in town for the very first time. We have her on the bench. We want to know more about this, what she does, why she does it, and what she gains from it. My guest today, simply known as BK Shiva. What do I call you? Just BK or Shivani? Or?
Just Shivani, sorry.
Just Shivani. Welcome to Kenya.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Very first time.
Absolutely.
When you
it doesn't feel like.
No?
No.
Does it feel like you've been here before?
It's not connected with everyone. I mean, while I was on the flight here and I said, oh, I had never thought I would ever be going to Africa. You know, how does life just take you through these different things? And I'm able to connect with the people there because I'm used to connecting with the Asian community. And even in the other parts of the world where I travel, whether it's in Southeast Asia or whether it's in the UK, I was interacting more with the Asian community. But this is the first time where I'm getting a chance to interact with an altogether different community. But that doesn't feel like, because everywhere I've gone, whether it's the channel, whether it's the radio station, or whether it's just everyone around, I think there's a lot of warmth and a lot of connectivity. It's just amazing.
What you're telling me is that even Africans are responding to this whole Brahma Kumari thing.
Oh, beautifully. Absolutely. It's not about the Brahma Kumari thing. It's about ourselves. And each one likes to learn about themselves, share about themselves. And so everyone's open to ideas.
For those who don't know, Shivani, what is Brahma Kumari? Explain it to us. Break it down for us.
Brahma Kumari is an international spiritual NGO headquartered in Mount Abu, Rajasthan in India, and spread in 120 countries all over the world, learning practical application of spirituality. You know, spirituality was something that could be separated from practical life. We thought spirituality, religion separate, practical, professional, personal life separate. Brahma Kumari is one platform which integrates spirituality into my personal and professional life with the practice of Raj Yoga meditation. And we have about 800,000 people all over the world, every caste, religion, creed that you can think of, who are staying in their houses, practicing profession, taking care of family, but taking care of themselves internally. And that's why being able to be very, let's say, stress-free, even in the present scenario.
Even in this day and age of so much stress and tension.
In this age, that is what is important.
So, you're studying electric engineering. You have no clue that you'll end up where you are now. I mean, what did you want to be when you were growing up? Just an electric engineer?
I'm planning to be an electronics engineer. And of course, I am one person who doesn't plan too much for the future. I like to take each day as it comes. And in the last 12 years, all the more my that thought has been reconfirmed. And then take life each day as it comes, because then you're more open and flexible to everything that's coming. And it can just take you in a very, very beautiful way. You don't have to plan too much. So I was doing electronic engineering, but then I came in contact with the Brahma Kumari. Started studying. Saw amazing change in my thoughts, which is continuing. It's a journey. It doesn't happen in one day. And then I got the opportunity to share this, whatever I was learning, with everyone all over on the Brahma Kumari platform. It's we organize workshops, seminars, conferences for professionals. And then I was, about 4 years back, I was taking care of a production house, which is called the Om Shanti Studio. It's the production house of the Brahma Kumaris. And my role was to take care of post-production and production, inviting guests, coordinating the programs. It was all back-end. And then suddenly one day there was the guest was not coming. And the show had to go on, the episode had to go. And they said, there is no one today from the BKs here, so you better do it. And I said, no, I can't represent the organization. I'm too young. We have a lot of senior members who could come and do that. They said, there's no one today, so you have to do it. That was 2 years back. And I just sat there and I said, okay, the supreme power is his work. Let me just sit as an instrument. And that day we shot 8 episodes because we had to send them a 1 week material. And that series just clicked with people. And then there's me continuously. Okay, that was very good. So now again and again and again. And it's been a year and a half.
Wow. So it happened by mistake.
It did.
But it's meant to be.
It's meant to be. So you don't plan. It's flow. It's flow. And similarly, like I said, I didn't know I'll ever be in Africa.
And here you are. So tell me, what do people come to talk to you about? Like you yourself say, you're so young. And I'm sure a lot of older people come to you and they want you to help them solve their problems or identify their problems. How do you connect?
It's basically now that I understand is that the problem has nothing to do with the age, the caste, or my relationship. It's more to do with me, my way of thinking, my way of perceiving. So it's the same for everyone. It doesn't matter whether it's a 5-year-old child or whether it's a 90-year-old grandparent that I'm sitting with. And most of the issues that people are coming with today is either to do with relationships, a lot to do with relationships. Two relationships which are going through a major turmoil is husband-wife and parent-child. Most of them are coming for this husband-wife and parent-child relationship. And then we have children coming for addiction. And we have a lot of people coming for depression. So all that they have to take a shift in their way of thinking is, till now they thought that other people are responsible for their state of mind. Their jobs, their bosses, their wives, their husbands, their prostitutes. Spirituality and Raj Yoga teaches us that I am the master of my mind, the creator of my thought, irrespective of situation. You know, even for the last 2 days over here in Kenya, I've been hearing so much about, okay, it's not been raining, or the political scenario is not very healthy, or whatever. But then what happens? This creates a victim feeling. You know, we've become very, I would call it, it's like an illness that I'm a victim, that it's like an illness that I'm a victim. Other people are exploiting me, or situations are not favorable. How can I be happy? So I am dependent on situations and other people for my happiness. I'll never be happy. I will never be happy. Because somewhere, something is going to happen, which is not going to be according to my. You know, we are trying to say, if everyone and everything goes according to me, then I will be happy. When will that ever happen? Never. So then I can never be happy. You see, if my formula goes that way, I'll never be happy. So, Raj Yoga and the Brahma Kumaris teaches, I am the creator of the thought. Till now, I thought, my thought is created based on the situation. If you talk nicely to me, I think nice. If you're a little rude to me, I get upset. So my state of mind is dependent on you. But now I understand is you are the situation. The stimulus coming from outside, and here is the response. But I have the freedom to choose my response. And now at every step, I just stop and I choose my response, which is independent of the situation.
Does that work?
Absolutely. That's where everything gets sorted out. That's where there's no conflict left. Because now it's about me sorting it out, not about you changing so that I'm happy. Earlier, the husband is trying to change the wife is trying to change the husband, the parents are trying to change the children, waiting for them, you change so that I can be happy. Everyone is just fine and comfortable the way they are. Why are we trying to change them? We just have to change our perception. Everything will be different. That's what we do in the conflict.
This is incredible because this is exactly what happens in this country. I don't know if you've noticed.
It happens everywhere.
But we are particularly... We are whingers, you know, we're always complaining, always whinging about this, that, and the other. Does that happen everywhere?
It's everywhere. That's what I said. It's nothing to do with any country or any religion or any age, any caste. It's everyone. Everyone. We're all in the same boat, and that's why there's only one solution. Start taking care of yourself, your own intersection.
But that is a big challenge in itself, isn't it? I mean, obviously, if you take control of your own destiny, if you take control of your own fate, it's more easier said than done.
But then that's the real thing which is in your control. Your politicians are not in your control. Your weather is not in your control. And the way I think about it is the only thing that's in my control. At least let me focus on what is in my control, rather than going on and on and on complaining about that what is not in my control. I drain myself of energy. I'm stuck in a traffic jam. It's not in my control. But cribbing, complaining, grumbling, going on and on and on and on and on. By the time I reach office, I'm like...
You're depressed. It's so true.
No, I can complain about everything.
Yeah.
So it starts from a traffic jam, and it can go on to the government of the country, complain about everyone.
So what do we do when we're stuck in traffic for 2 hours?
Have a good time. Call up everyone that you have to call up. Talk to them. Read the newspaper. Work on your laptop. Otherwise, just sit back and relax. Unless you can fly over that. If you can't. So just enjoy those 2 hours.
And the other things that you mentioned, which are very true, the weather, you know, lack of rain, the government is in shambles, all that stuff. Isn't it?
Again, everything in shambles. Am I not in shambles myself? Personally, who am I to sit and complain and criticize about anyone else? My own personal state of mind. I today am not being able to take control over my state of mind. What rights do I have to complain about anything? I can't even take guarantee of my own emotions. Can I take guarantee today of my responses? Can you take a guarantee that you will be stable irrespective of whatever happens around you? No. Why complain about anyone? It's easy to tell you, don't get angry. Difficult to tell myself, don't get lost. So I'd rather tell you, don't get angry, please, so that you talk nicely, so that I'll be happy. Now, spirituality says, forget the other person. Tell yourself, don't get lost. Take care of yourself. Be fine. And once you're fine, they'll also become fine.
How long did it take you to get to that level?
I'm still on the journey. It's a journey. So earlier, if I could get earlier before coming to the Brahma Kumaris, I was very, very, very aggressive, very argumentative. If I have an argument with my parents, I will walk off the dining table, slam the door, and wait for them to come and say sorry to me so that I can start talking to them again. But it was never my fault. It was always their fault, you know, that kind of thinking. And today, anger for me would just be a little hurt inside once in a while, and immediately I have to say, okay, who's creating the hurt? I am creating the hurt. When they said some such and such a thing, they said, but who's creating the hurt? I'm creating the hurt. How long will you finish?
But you still get angry, though.
Well, once in a while, but the definition of anger has changed. It's just a little bit of, it's not a reaction or an explosion or an emotional outburst anymore.
Shivani, I want to talk about that. Well, this is great stuff because this is typical, I guess, what you said of everyone around the world. It's not just us. And also, at the end of the day, so far, what's the response been like in Kenya? I know you've had a couple of sessions and I know people are coming and they're still coming to see you. What's the response been like? And what's your ultimate objective? But first, we take a break. My guest today, BK Shivani. Good grief. Problems are problems around the world. The people are people. Complaining, whatever, getting angry, and you can control that. You can control, take charge of your destiny. BK Shivani is showing us through her organization, through BK Raj Yoga Meditations. There you go. I'm trying to get into that myself right now. Capital Talk is where it's happening. Don't even think it's going away, because we are back in home. Welcome back to Capital Talk. All this week, we want to mix it up a little bit because we want to provide all kinds of forums for you to get some kind of inspiration. And in town this week, for the very first time in Kenya and Africa, is BK Shivani of the Brahma Kumari religion sect, whatever you want to call it. They're looking for higher authority, getting in touch with themselves, getting rid of anger, anger management, depression, relationships, the worst. That's what they talk to people about. And it works if you think about it. Just give me some time. BK is about 37 years old. He's talking to the whole planet. And succeeding?
They are doing the work. I'm not doing the work. So I can't call it my success. We can just share with them what we are doing. They take up the challenges and they do the work. So it's their success.
What if you go into a room and you find a very hostile crowd? People who Oh, I'm very interested in what you have to say, because I've gone through so much as it is, physical, mental.
It does happen, especially because I do a lot of programs for the corporate sector. So you walk into a corporation where you have the president or the chairman and the who's who of that company sitting there, and here you have this lady walking in a white sari, talking to them on leadership or something like that. So immediately when you walk into the room, there's this whole energy that you get, like, who are you and what are you going to change? As we travel all over the world and we've heard who's who, everything, what are you going to shift? So there is a lot of opposing energy. But what happens with us is that whatever we share, it's not through reading books. It's just practical experience of our own lives. And experience always touches other people. Here you have 50 or 100 people in a corporation sitting with the belief system that stress is natural, stress is needed to get work done, stress is a motivator in our company, anger, you just cannot do without it. Everyone sitting with that belief system. And here we are just one alone saying stress is absolutely unnatural, unnecessary creation. It causes pain and brings down my efficiency. Work can get done with love, peace, and power. Anger totally unnecessary. And we have 1 year and 100 there. And we go to a 1 hour session, by the end of which 100 of them are going to say, okay, we tried something.
And do they? You have seen that transformation?
Many, many times. Many, many times. Because deep down, everyone likes peace. Everyone likes happiness. It's just that over a period of time, they have suppressed that particular belief system. And started using anger and stress and everything as natural. And they love it when they can see that hope. And of course, they take 1 hour, they can be very, very aggressive and very rude in that 1 hour because they are very stuck with their belief system, which they have been practicing for a very long time. And here we are very calm. Anyone, it's not only me, any sister who will go or brother from the Brahma Kumaris. The main thing that happens is we don't get provoked with their aggression. We are very calm because we are not here to change them. We are just here to share. So there's no debate or no competition going on that you listen to me. So we are very calm. And that calmness and that energy and that conviction of experience, and you have them looking at your core back.
So at the end of the session, they're smiling and they're shaking hands, giving high fives.
Yes, and then we continue doing regular sessions with them probably wherever we start, then it continues as a regular series.
And I understand you do that. You work a lot with children as well.
Yeah, that happened after this television program. Actually, the television program was Awakening with Brahma Kumaris, which talks at issues like emotions and addictions and depression. And the program is targeted for the elders, of course. We never thought that the youth and the children would be taking to it, because in India and all over the world, it comes on a spiritual channel, which is called Asta. So Asta is basically viewed by the elderly community. But suddenly, we've had a lot of children and a lot of youth writing with their problems and their complexes, things which they couldn't even discuss with their friends or with their parents, basically. They are writing in, and they say they've been watching the program every day, not missing it a single day. Just day before yesterday, to receive me at the airport was a young 17-year-old girl here from Nairobi who had been watching the program for the 1 year. And she said, it was one evening before the exam, I was very, very stressed, not mentally ready to give the exam tomorrow because of an issue at home. And my father said, if you want, you can't study, just come and watch this program for some time, maybe it will just help you. She said, I was a different person. Just after a 25-minute program, she said, and I gave my exam very well the other day, and it's been 1 year and she's not missed a single exam.
And she goes to the airport.
Yeah, and she's been with me every day here in Kenya.
That's incredible. So, 60% of Kenya's population is young people. And I know a lot of them are watching you right now. How can they get involved? How can they get in touch with the BK?
Well, in Nairobi, we have a center called Global Museum, which is opposite Uga House in Westland. Walk in anytime, it's your home. And we do the meditation course there. 7 days, 1 hour every day. One-to-one, free of cost, any day, any time you pick. It's just for you. So whatever time, whatever name suits you, and absolutely free. Come and learn the meditation and the positive thinking course, and then take it up in your journey.
You're 37 years old, Shivani. What do you want to, 20 years from now, what do you want to have achieved?
I don't even know what I'm going to do 20 minutes from now. I wouldn't. I really can't pass. I know. Because I just love the way life is going. It's so beautiful. Every day is different. I have no idea. I just know I'm going to continue working on myself. And then wherever it takes me, I'm ready to focus.
Just
no planning it.
All right. Other than the 17-year-old, what other person have you seen whose life has changed dramatically?
Drastically. I can give you a simple one. Is I was working with a 12th grade boy who was suffering from OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. 6 months he hadn't gone to school with this obsession problem. He was taking psychiatry treatment from the best psychiatrist in Delhi, one of the best in India, but had given up because it was not working on him. And his obsession was that he thought his girlfriend was cheating on him. She wasn't. It's just an obsession because you're emotionally weak. Twice attempted suicide. Physically violent with parents and with himself, banging his head against the wall, throwing away things. In this state, he came to us 1 month before his exam. Actually, 1 week before the exam, and then the exam goes on for 1 month. You know, an exam or an exam. And his parents said he can't give the exam this year. Twice attempted suicide. Physically violent with parents and with himself, banging his head against the wall, throwing away things. In this state, he came to us 1 month before his exam. Actually, 1 week before the exam, and then the exam goes on for 1 month. You know, an exam or an exam. And his parents said he can't give the exam this year. He said, let's try. Because if he doesn't give the exam, his, you know, self-esteem will go even lower. And then we started talking to him. All that I had to do was, it's okay, your friend is a wonderful person. You trust her. She's nice, isn't it? He would say, yes, yes, yes. And then after half an hour, again, his mind would go into that. So for about a month, I was talking to him on an average about 2 to 3 hours in a day. You know, talk to him for 10 minutes, then he would study for a couple of hours, then talk for 10 minutes. And so right from 4 in the morning till about 11 in the night, I would talk to him on these gaps during the day. And after 1 month, he gave his exam, and he got 74% in that. And that's been a year and a half back, and he's absolutely fine. He did a lot of work. All that had to be done was give that input of the positive thought and that energy. And I should not get disturbed while I'm talking to him. Because he's going to call me up after every 1 hour saying the same thing. So that helps, and that helps me to cultivate my patience. So that's a lot of work that, you know, that you're able to do on yourself while you're working with
me. It's not easy.
It's nice. Because see, it is so nice to be able to work with people. And there's a lot of energy exchange that takes place. And a lot of learning that takes place. I learn a lot when I'm talking to people. So I've dealt with couples with problems like extramarital affairs, divorces, and it's so to see when they come back to each other.
And let's not forget, you're still an electronic engineer. I mean, you still have a full-time job.
It's a business, actually. So it's my own, me with my husband. So my first priority is Brahma Kumaris. My first priority is if I have to be on the spiritual services there, if I'm not going anywhere on that, then I'm with my business.
But at the end of the day, Shivani, what do you gain from this? I mean, yes, you change lives. Yes, you know, you turn lives around. What do you
mean? I don't change lives. They change their own lives. I just get the opportunity to share with them the rest they're going to do themselves.
And that gives you satisfaction?
It is amazing because you do a lot of learning in the process and there's a lot of energy exchange. You know, we thought relationships was only asking for happiness and love. Relationships is about sharing and giving. There's nothing more than
I wish everybody was like this.
Everyone is like this. Everyone loves to give. It's just that we're so occupied in our taking that we're thinking we don't have time to give. Just help a person to cross the road down the lane and you're going to feel like something else.
Yeah. One
good deed. Not expecting anything from them.
No. Just one good small deed.
It's not even counted as a good deed. You don't even count that I'm doing a good deed. I'm just doing what I like to do. It's not that, you know, it's not that feeling, oh, I'm doing something good for people. I love meeting people, talking to people, sharing with them. If they take benefits, wonderful, nothing beneficial.
Okay, once you finish your Africa trip, go back to India. You plan to come back?
If you invite me, yes. No plans. How it works.
Yeah, you never plan anything. That Om Shanti on your chest there, what does that mean?
Om Shanti is the greeting at the Brahmakumari when we meet each other. Like we say good morning, or we say I wish that your morning is very nice. And in the Brahmakumari we say Om Shanti, which means I am a peaceful being, which it is. You know, the biggest illusion that all of us are living in today is I want peace, I want happiness, I want love. Rajagun teaches us, I am a peaceful being, I am a happy being, I am a loving being. So when we greet each other, we're basically reminding ourselves and the opposite person, I am a peaceful being. There it is, the thought of peace has been created. Not looking for peace from religious leaders or political leaders or out there in the world.
We still never get world peace. You know, when you interview people, they say, well, what's your biggest wish? They say, world peace.
Yes, my biggest wish is self-peace, and then there will be world peace. See, again, the world is not in our control. Let's try and focus on those areas which are in our control. And the Brahmakumaris, our slogan is, self-transformation will lead to world transformation. When we change, the world will change. Each one would have to do just do this one thing, and I change. The world changes. If each one tries to say, I'll change the world, neither I change nor the world changes. So each one just work on their self, the world changes.
And 800,000 people have been changed.
And they're doing that continuously. They're working on themselves, and more are joining the family. Everyone's doing it again.
No regrets.
Not at all. Can't be. And I can just say that through this program, anyone who feels like it, just walk in at the Brahmakumaris Center, explore the meditation. Don't take anger, anxiety, pain as normal in life. It's like an illness, and there is a cure. Let's treat ourselves.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks.
I feel at peace right now.
And it was wonderful being with you.
Thank you. Good grief. I wish there were more people like this on the planet. It'll be a happy world, but begins with the individual. That's what it is. If you can change yourself, one person, or if you can just help someone cross the street, as Shivani said, that's a good, well, it's not really a goodie, but it's just doing something good. At the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. You, not us, not our politicians, not the weather. You can't control any of that. You can control you. I love my job. Can't get these guys of guests anywhere else. Right here on the bench of the award-winning station, K24. As always, even in peace, we are all hanging.
All the time.
Can't let you remember.
Capital Talk is recorded at the Fairview Hotel, the country hotel in town.